The scene is clear. Jesus struggled like we all struggle with our own mortality. When we know that we're going to die, we grow fearful of the pain, of the loneliness of it. Dying is something that we all feel like we'll do alone, even if we're surrounded by our family. And we're not quite sure what comes next. Jesus is frustrated with his friends and students because they just don't get it. They are not awake to what is happening. They are asleep to all the dangers around them. They are blithely unaware of the painful ending that is about to unfold. And Jesus keeps asking them to wake up to their lives, to become conscious, to pray for strength, that they can face what they're about to confront. Yet even though Jesus is afraid and struggles as he faces his death, ultimately, as he wrestles in the garden, he's eventually able to place his trust in the one who created him and knows him, the one to whom he hopes he will return, the one to whom we all return. Those of us who are meeting together in our Life After Death book series have asked a lot of questions about death, and we've asked even more questions about the purpose of our lives. But as we read and study together, there's a growing sense of peace that each of our times here on earth are very purposeful. That like Jesus, we too have all come from heaven with a sole purpose. We have all come to grow and mature into the goodness and likeness of our Creator, and to make a difference, to leave the world like Jesus did, a little better than we found it. As we enter Holy Week this week and contemplate the purpose of our own lives, may our lives reflect the compassion, the grace, the strength, the courage, and the hope of the life lived in the person we call Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One of God. May it be so. Amen. Let us take a few moments of silence just to be and receive what we have seen and heard and sung. Let us enter into time of silent prayer. O God, receive all of our prayers for your world, our prayers for this church, our prayers for this community, our prayers for our families and loved ones, our prayers for ourselves. As we gather in unity to pray the prayer that you taught all of those who would follow after you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.